Hello, everyone. This is DJ Patrick Scientific. I'm here at Bedrock with the man. He's known as Andy Caldwell, and he's here. We're going to do a little interview real quick. Andy, first of all, how are you doing? Welcome to Baltimore.
Yeah, I'm doing good, man. Thanks for having me.
A couple questions I want to ask. First question is, what do you think of the tour? I mean, what was the brainchild of this tour, and how did you get involved in it, and what's your opinion of it?
Well, I think originally the tour began from... It was Colette, DJ Colette's idea. She was going to showcase her live band. And the idea was to have, like, her whole band and then a couple of the DJs from Ohm Records also along for the tour. You know, with the expenses kind of getting a little too high with bringing all of the band members, we had to cut the band. And unfortunately, it's just so much easier to travel with just DJs. You know, originally it was going to be on a tour bus and we're going to just travel around the country. But, you know, fuel costs got a little bit crazy. So, you know, now we pared it down. We're just doing flying around, doing this tour. And, you know, we didn't have necessarily the best start. First show was in Boston and there were only like 100 people and everyone was a little like, the spirits were a little low after that. But last weekend we did a show in San Diego that was really, really good. So I think everyone's feeling really positive. And tonight looks to be great. And tomorrow night we're in LA at this huge rave for like 50,000 people or something. So yeah, we're all feeling really good about it.
That's why the Patriots lost the Super Bowl. Now, that's what you get, people in Boston. No, on a serious note, that's good. So, Andy, what got you into DJing?
I fell in love with the rave scene when I was 18 years old. And I had a couple turntables that I picked up at some garage sales, you know, mismatched. And I just wanted to do what I saw my favorite, you know, DJs doing in San Francisco. And in 1992 is when I got my start. And I really just wanted an audience to play for. It's really kind of ironic, though, because my grandfather was a radio personality, syndicated disc jockey back in, like, the 30s and 40s, you know, when radio ruled when it was, like, the entertainment medium. And before television, and I never met him. He died when my mother was only 5 years old, but I feel like in some ways I'm just kind of following his footsteps, even though we never met. So it was kind of like my life calling, and I just discovered it and was fortunate to have, you know, found it at a relatively young age.
So who are some of your favorite DJs then, since you got into the scene wanting to emulate the other DJs?
Well, there was this DJ by the name of Yano. And he's a British DJ, but he lived in San Francisco. And he still plays a lot of parties out in San Fran. And I had all his mixtapes. And, you know, back then we had mixtapes, not mix CDs. No podcasts, nothing like that. So I would buy all his mixtapes. And I still have a couple of them. And I learned a lot about composition for putting a set together through listening to all his tapes. Because he had this really... big ears, you know. He would put all kinds of different styles on there of house music and mix it up in a really, really just a great transition. Every song just flowed really nicely through the next. And I would credit Yano with you know, teaching me how to build a set. So I mean, he's definitely probably one of my favorite DJs out there. You know, Marcus Wyatt is one of my faves also. The guys from Groove Armada, I love their stuff. I don't know, there are a lot of great DJs out there, some of whose names escape me at the moment. But you know, there's tons of talent, and that's it.
So, what got you into doing production on music?
Well, it was right after I started DJing. Actually, I wanted to learn how to create the music I was playing. And I was taking classes at my university, you know, like a music production class, and it just kind of was a natural progression. I just started taking some classes. I had another friend, Gabriel Rene, who was doing the same thing, but he was living in a different town, and so we'd get together and work on music, and we taught each other a lot about what we were learning, and I just kind of got the basics down and started buying my own equipment and built up a little studio at my house, and kind of the rest is history, I guess.
Yeah, a guy named Lord Finesse said DJs make the best producers.
Well, I think that's an interesting statement, because DJs can make amazing producers. I think a lot of DJs, though, maybe don't forget. They forget that you kind of have to have a musical ear, and it's really important to remember that you're making music, and, you know, having a musical background is really helpful if you're going to be a producer. The people who are just DJs, I really admire them, because they haven't tried to expand their careers by like, well, I got to make some tracks now, you know, because I want to take it to the next level. Because that's what everyone does. I did the same thing. They're just like, I'm just going to be a DJ. I'm going to stick to that. And that I have a lot of respect for people who do that. Immense.
Yeah, going from a DJ to a producer is a very, very natural progression. I've seen that happen. Everyone's, it just kind of is the next stage. Sooner or later, I'll be making music. What can I say? I mean, what do you do after you make your music? Are you having plans on being an entrepreneur, anything beyond just being a DJ and a producer?
I have lots of plans and ideas. Yeah, tons. In fact, I think if I were doing something else right now, I'd be a very rich man, you know? But I love what I'm doing. I'm very grateful for it. It's kind of like my dream job. And I'm gonna stick with this for a while and put all I have into it, because I love it. And there's plenty of time for me in life to start other invention, you know, ventures and start businesses and work with charities, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, right now I'm just focusing on the music. And right, you know, that also includes the relaunch of my record label, Uno Recordings. I am coming out with a string of new releases starting in July. So be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, I'll be on the lookout for that. I'm going to hand you one of my business cards. You need to get all that music to us at 88.9, because we play whatever you send us, as long as it's radio friendly. And I'm sure you can handle that. See, he's saying, of course. Yeah, well, I want to thank you very much for taking the time out of your schedule. I know you're about to, you just ate probably, and you're about to go back to the hotel and change and then come back here to Bedrock and blow the roof off this place. I'm sure all of you guys are. We're going to have to charge you some construction fees or something like that, causing traffic down in the street. Anyway, this is DJ Patrick Scientific. I'm here with Andy. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we'll be back. Keep it locked.